everybody, and welcome in for another episode of All Club Confidential. I'm your host, Austin Price, Tennessee. Got Kent State coming up this weekend. Tonight on the show, we have Josh Josephs. He'll be right here on Vol Club Confidential, sponsored by Knoxville Smiles. But before we get to Josh, we bring in James Clawson with the Volunteer Club. James, another successful tailgate in Charlotte. Got a big one coming home this week for Kent State, a night game, so it'll allow everybody to kind of tailgate all day.
Yeah, so obviously a lot of new changes to our tailgate this year. We felt like the first game was a big success, had a lot more people there than we maybe
thought. For a 12:45 game.
For a 12:45 game. So we'll be a little bit more prepared on a few things, but overall we thought it was a great first tailgate of the year.
You go to Oklahoma, you're going to have a tailgate there, but while you're doing a tailgate in Norman, on Friday and Sunday you're going to have two tailgates for the Morgan Wallen concerts here, and that will be one you charge for.
Yeah, so Friday and Sunday, Morgan Wallen concerts, tailgate in our exact same spot. It'll be exact same setup. We'll do some fun stuff. We'll have a DJ there. We'll be playing some Morgan Wallen songs. We'll be, you know, all you can eat, all you can drink. And we will charge for everybody. It's a fundraiser for us. So we're taking advantage of the fact that we got, you know, essentially two more home games.
Two more home games. Yeah. We'll go pack it out both nights on Friday and Sunday. We will see you this weekend for Kent State over there, you know, on campus.
Knoxville Smiles, depending on us to make your smile better. Knoxville Smiles, are you happy with your smile today? Knoxville Smiles, we're all about smiles.
Hey Lance, what makes you smile?
Pancake blocks.
Josh, you had one of the more, I think, open interviews and transparent interviews in fall camp, where you kind of talked about, like, last year was, you felt like last year you almost wasted, and how you were, you know, kind of jealous of James and his success a year ago. Mm. It takes a lot of courage to admit that type of stuff. What kind of made you want to do that?
Honestly, it was just what was on my mind at the time. I was thinking about what I should say when they asked me, like, how I felt about last season. And what was pushing me, and I was just like, forget it. Like, I just said what was on my mind, like how I was feeling. So that was one thing, or that was the main thing that really got me to say that.
I went back to the early summer, and everybody kept saying, who's this year's Jalen Wright or this year's Jalen Hyatt? And I said, it's Josh Josephs. And they're like, well, he's a defense. I said, it doesn't matter what side of the ball you're on.
Thank you.
But it's the buy-in. Like, you know, I mean,
yeah.
You were dramatically bigger than you were at this point a year ago. And you just seem more focused, just kind of driven. At what point did you kind of have that kind of hit you last year where you kind of flipped the switch and said, okay, I've got to get going?
I feel like it started, like it mainly started after the bowl game. In the bowl game, I ended up, like, pulling my hamstring, so I didn't get to complete the bowl game or finish it at all, and I didn't have any reps, really. I had, like, less than 10, so I didn't like my performance from the bowl game and the way it ended, and, like, that just, like, wrapped up my season, and overall, I just didn't like how my season played out. So after the bowl game and after that happened, it took a lot of prayer, a lot of talking with God, and I trusted him, put my faith in God, and just go along with the flow, just one day at a time, one minute at a time, one step at a time, one rep at a time, just every day, just trying to get better, trying to take my game to the next level.
What all did it take as far as, like, I mean, we all make jokes about the peanut butter milkshakes, throwing on the weight and all that, but I mean, what did you do on a daily basis that was different than before?
Like, to get my weight up or
– Get weight up, you know, as far as preparation and focus, you know.
What did I do? I mean, my weight up – shout out to DoorDash and Uber Eats, man. It's, the amount of money I've spent on that is crazy, honestly. But I probably DoorDash 2 or 3 times a day. So it's like – that's a good way I got my weight up, and definitely talking with Ethan and stuff, our nutritionist. And if you were to, like, go through a whole day with me throughout the facility, I have like two smoothies every meal. So I have two smoothies on breakfast on top of what I'm eating for breakfast, two smoothies at lunch on top of what I'm eating, two smoothies at dinner on top of what I'm eating. So
what are the smoothies? What flavor are we rocking?
My go-to is definitely strawberry, blueberry, banana, or strawberry, blueberry, and throw some acai in there. And I'll make it with apple juice, some ice. But definitely, it'll be like a mixture or a combination between strawberries, blueberries, and bananas, and then acai. It'll be a mixture or a random combo between those four.
Where do we get this shirt from? I mean, this is straight vintage right here. I mean,
you see, 98, man. It's crazy. I got it off an app called Grailed. You ever heard of it?
I have not.
All right, so it's like a vintage, not really vintage, like a reseller app, like where people just, if they want to resell anything, like if you wanted to resell these camera or even that bison head, you just post it on Grail and like whatever year, like for example, this was like,
so you just searched Tennessee and then Tennessee, this one came up.
Tennessee, man. And yeah, this came up and I got a Adidas Lady Vol sweater, and I think I got something else Tennessee. I think I got some sweatpants that are like old school Tennessee. So, yeah.
What have you picked Tennessee out of high school, but now that you've been here a few years, what have you learned to love about this place?
About this place, other than my teammates, like my brothers, making new brothers, like it's crazy. Like I didn't know what to expect from college in general, and I hear like from the people that transfer out of here, I mean, how their colleges are way different, like the way we get treated here. The time away from the facility we have, we tend to have like more than other people, or like the amount of treatment we get, like just taking care of each other, taking care of our bodies, and the things we like our lifting, our running, it's just completely different from what I'm hearing from my other friends that transferred out of here. So it's like,
so what you're saying is grass isn't always greener.
Grass is not always green. So that I love that. I love the way we train. I love the way we work. I love the way my coaches treat me. I just the fans are amazing. Knoxville is a calm city, and it's really peaceful. It's just, what I guess I love the most is I got my own space. Like, I always ask for my own space. Like, just growing up in, like, eight people in the household generally throughout time, just growing up, it's good to have your own space for sure. Once, you feel me? So, like, that's probably my favorite thing.
What's the relationship been like with Coach Garner? Because he's one that's, you know, it can be hard to play for if you don't adjust definitely, to him pretty quick.
Definitely. It's been... All right, last year and the year before, not even a year before, probably last year, it was a little rocky, just in my opinion. When I say rocky, I wasn't always on, like, my best behavior. So, like, he's always going to be 100 with you, just, like, if you're acting out. Like, and I'm not trying to speak on James, but, like, speaking for James, like, his freshman year, like, their relationship was kind of rocky, so he wasn't playing as much as he should have been.
Sure.
Yeah, but it's just like when you're not acting how you're supposed to throughout the facility, no matter who you are, Coach G is not going to play you if you're not acting correctly, if you're not doing what you're supposed to do or taking care of what you need to be taken care of.
Was there a moment this offseason where you started to see him kind of hit his – demeanor towards you was like, okay, I see you, Josh Joseph. I see you putting work in. I mean, I know he's going to coach you the same.
Yeah,
but like, was there a moment of acknowledgement where he kind of, you know, you could see that like he was taking into account the work you were putting in?
Not exactly. I wouldn't say like definitely over time. Like I guess you could say I felt something different or whatever. I really, like, he's just a jokester at the end of the day. Like, he's unk. Like, he's going to joke with you. He's going to clown you in the meeting room. But, like, between the white lines, it's just he's a different person. It's Coach G. Like, he's that hard-nosed, old school, quote unquote mean dude. Everybody, the media knows what the fans know, but like in the meeting room, he's just unk. Like he's cool. Like he's chill. Like he's gonna be on you. He's gonna joke with you. He's gonna laugh with you. When you make a play, he's gonna like, oh yeah, this was nice. This was very nice. If you do something nice, he's gonna be with you. So I didn't really like notice anything different, but I definitely like, I don't know. It's been chilling. Like, I guess I'm more open with him because, like, when I first got here,
you've grown.
Yeah. And in the meeting rooms, I was just like, wasn't quiet. Like, I wasn't like as talkative as I am now. So, like, I guess you could say, like, we noticed that about each other. Like, we talk to each other more now than when I first got here. So,
who can you count on? Like, I mean, who's your kind of go to friend on the team, like every day, you know, that you know, like, this guy's got my back no matter what.
I'm gonna have to give it to Jason Jenkins.
You were praising him during the when you met with the media.
Yeah, that's my dog, man. I'm gonna have to give it to Jason for sure. I'm gonna have to give it to Jason or then James, but it's definitely between them two, Jason or James. Those are my dogs, man. Those are my guys. I respect them. I got mad respect for them. And I know they always got my back, and they always going to correct me if I'm wrong. They're going to tell me when I'm tripping or when I'm BSing. So I got mad respect for them.
You were known as a speed guy when you got here. How's your game evolved? Like, in terms of, like, moves and just, you know, your ability to play the run?
Yeah. Coach Ayers called me a run stopper. He says, like, he knows I'm good at pass rush, but, like, he called me a run stopper. Like, now, like, after what I've been doing throughout the whole spring, the fall camp and all that, he's been labeling me a run stopper. But, I mean, hey, I still got, like, speed rushes for sure. Still my go-to, like, just keeping and working the edge. But I definitely work off of power a lot more than freshman year. And I guess, like, I learned to just run the track. Like, you ever heard that?
Yeah.
Like run the track, yeah, just stay on that line, stay on that path when you're rushing instead of drifting or going one way. So I gotten better with just running the track and being myself.
Year three, you're still wearing 19.
Yeah.
A lot of kids bounce around numbers these days.
I just didn't feel like it. When I first got here, that's when Andre Turrentine transferred in here, and he had got 17, and I talked to him about it, and I said, let me get 17. He didn't want to give it up, so I was just like, okay, like, he not trying to give it up. He offered it last year, and I was like, nah, I ain't have it my freshman year. And then he offered it again this past year, and I was like, nah, I'm just good. I don't even want 17.
Can I make 19 yours?
Yeah, I'm just
kind of like James
19.
Is making 27 his. I know when he came out here, he talked about, you know, should I change numbers? And
yeah.
Like, it's like, I think you just kind of make the number yourself.
That's what I'm saying. Like, nah, bro look good in 27, and I feel like I look good in 19. So I was just like, I'm not even tripping about a number. When I get out there, I'm going to just play the way I play.
You're wearing that shirt, and we talked about it a minute ago. What have you learned about Tennessee football history since you've been here?
What have
Whether
I learned?
Whether it be guys that have come and spoke to you guys, that left an impact, or just what you've learned being around the program?
I learned a lot about, I guess, first off, General Nealon and the things he did for Tennessee. And I was watching a documentary, not about Tennessee in general, but more about college football. And they said, like, most winning programs, like, in, like, the 1900s came off of a coach who spent some time in the Army or spent some time with the Army or didn't help in the Army. So I learned that.
Who's been your favorite speaker?
To come up here?
That's a former player that spoke to the team.
I have to give it to Seawalk. But if not Seawalk, Seawalk is just a good dude. His energy is always good. He speaks about Christ. He's a positive guy. So I'll give it to Seawalk. But I'm trying to remember his name. I don't know how I could forget his name. I like when Eric Berry came up here and talked. But
Al Wilson?
Al Wilson, he's a dude. He talks like a... Again, like an unk. Like, when he talked to us, the D-line, he talked like an uncle, like. But not Al Wilson. Inky.
Inky Johnson.
He's so like motivational. He really like gets your attention. He grabs your attention from start to finish. Like it's just like a good flow, good speaker, amazing guy, positive energy, great dude. It's just he's a good dude, man. He's a very impactful speaker.
All right, what makes you smile?
What makes me smile?
Yep.
What makes me smile? I don't know. A lot of things. Life. When I get like peace and some time, like when I get done with practice and when I like say summer workouts. I get done with summer workouts Friday. I just got out the shower and I'm sitting in my locker. That's making me smile. Like just being at peace, being like, okay, I'm done for the day. Like I don't got nothing else for the day. So like I haven't set up my patio yet because I'm about to move to like higher floor in my apartment. But when I know like I'm like an outside sitter, like, and I like the cold weather. So when the cold comes back around, definitely after a game, I'm gonna be on my back porch just sitting because I got a good view of the river and I got a good view of the bridge. So I know that's gonna make me smile. Just being peace, like being at peace, being like relaxed, being, oh, I'm good. What a day. Like that's the things that make me smile.
For more on smiling, let's hear from our great friends and partners at Knoxville Smiles.
I'm Tennessee basketball player JP Estrella. Let me give you a tour here of the offices at Knoxville Smiles. Dr. Costa is placing implants with a robot and it's all done digitally. There's no guessing with this since it's all robotic. Dr. Wilco is the newest addition to the office. He loves to research the latest and greatest in technology, so the other doctors go to him for the newest product information and techniques. Dr. Malone is building teeth in the mouth. To him, cosmetic bonding is more like artwork. He does this without cutting your teeth down. It's all about building them up.
Guys, we still have a problem. Do y'all have a bigger chair?
This week's Vol Club question of the week comes from Jordan. Jordan's got a question for you, Josh.
Hey, Joshua. My name's Jordan, and I wanted to know what your favorite food was. Go Vols.
Go Vols, man. My favorite food has to be some oxtails, rice and peas, fried plantains, and steamed vegetables from my mom's restaurant, Fern Gully Jamaican Cafe. So it's like from there, like every food is amazing, but definitely the oxtails, man. And that combo, just the rice and peas, steamed vegetables, and fried plantains. And you can add mac and cheese. It's like just, so that's my favorite food right there, man.
So it's something your mom makes.
Yep.
I mean, so she's a big cook, huh? Are you a cook?
Yeah.
What do you cook? What's your go-to? If you went home and you made mom a meal.
If I was to make my mom a meal, off the top of my head, I'd probably just make her some brown stew chicken, rice, white rice, fried plantains, some boiled dumplings, and probably that's it. But my like favorite meal to make is a thing called escovitch fish, and it's like you get like the gravy is like a vinegar and onion and green and red pepper, and like you gotta add sweet chili and like garlic. You gotta add like just those.
A lot of good ingredients.
You gotta So that, and I use red snapper fish. So I would fry the red snapper fish first, and then I'll put the red snapper fish in the gravy and let it sit for a little bit. And I'll cook the or while that's doing what it's doing, I'll boil some dumplings, or I'll fry some plantain, or even I'll fry some dumpling, because when you fry a dumpling, fried dumpling is amazing, especially with any meal, or when you're eating breakfast. If you ever want to just try and fry a dumpling, I like have to tell you, it's not easy. You can undercook it or overcook it like that. So when you're frying dumpling, I recommend looking it up before you try.
I never thought this was going into Chef Joshua Joseph.
Chef Joshua Joseph. And my sister, like, she's a kind of a little famous. She cooks meals for celebrities. She cooked meals for her, like, YouTube and stuff. And she got, like, over 200,000 followers on Instagram. So it's like, yeah. So she a pro chef. One of my sisters a pro chef. All my sisters can cook. But definitely one's a pro, like, pro chef. My mom owns a restaurant. Another one owns a restaurant too. So I got three sisters in, like, the chef business, or the cooking business. So it's good, man. And I learned a lot from them. And I know, like, whenever, especially growing up, I'd always have a home cooked meal from them. So it would just be amazing. And I could sleep at any of their houses and I'll wake up or I'll go to sleep on, like, a amazing feeling, amazing full stomach, amazing meal. So it's just good having people like that in your life and learning from them what you learn. So I learned a lot, and I learned a lot of meal preparation and a lot of cooking things from them, and I thank them for that. I got mad respect for all the women in my life.
All right, give me your Mount Rushmore of people in your life. Top four.
All right, so mom.
You don't have ties either.
You said what?
You can't have ties.
Tied, okay. Mom, that's automatic.
All right, one.
That's my mom. I'm going to have to give my brother Benji. That was like my closest brother just growing up because we were around the same age. Does it have to be family? Because I really
It can be anybody in your life.
I don't want to give all family members, but
it can be anybody in your life.
Off the top of the head, would be. I'm going to just say, like, it would be family members just because they probably watching this. But I'm going to have to say my brother, Malachi Singleton. He plays at Arkansas. He's a quarterback, but that's my dog. That's my brother. I've known him since, like, third grade. And I remember, like, when he first moved to my school, first thing we did was, like, race outside, and we tied. And it was, like, crazy because I thought I was the fastest in the school, and nobody could keep up with me. You know, we kids. Elementary. Everybody want to be the fastest. You feel me?
So you tied on field day?
Pretty much. And I'm like, it was really recess.
Do you wish there was a field day in college?
Do I wish there was? If I'm going to be honest, that seemed pretty cool. I never really thought about it, honestly. But that would be kind of cool. Like, if you brought out the whole school. And I don't know. It's too many people here for it to be one. Yeah, but
you bring them all to Neyland. Yeah. Have them set up the stands until it's their time to race.
Yeah. So,
their time to do different activities. Yeah, tug of war.
And the wait will be too long. And everybody get tired of being in the sun. It's like, yeah. But nah.
We got Benji.
All right, so yeah,
Benji, Malachi, and your mom.
All right, Benji, Malachi, my mom, and I have to give it last one. Probably, I don't know. I'm gonna give it to another one of my friends, my dog Tyler Holland. That's been my brother, like since like freshman year. And I'm gonna be real, he really should have been college ball. It's just a lot of things happened with him, but he was a very talented receiver. And he was a dude. He was really smart. So I have to give it to him. Tyler, Benji, my mother, and Malachi, my dogs, and my Mount Rushmore of people. I wish I had a wife, or like somebody like Squirrel has. Like, I know it's not his wife yet, but like that's his wife. Like,
I mean, I'm sure we can figure something out here. I mean,
you got a wife?
Yeah, I do.
See?
I do.
She's in your Mount Rushmore? Oh, I didn't mean to.
Yes, she would be in my Mount Rushmore.
Exactly, man. Wife.
Let's say you just replace one of your friends with your wife eventually.
Yeah, in due time.
Sorry, Malachi, you're out, buddy. All right. I started this question this year.
Yeah.
Who's the one? We're going to specify it for this for you. Who's the one person on the team?
On the team.
That you know if you call them right now, they will answer.
Jason Jenkins.
All right, let's call him.
You know, he's a do not disturb warrior, so I got to call him twice.
Yeah. Like, everybody's a do not disturb warrior.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. What society does.
Put it on speakerphone. Let's hear it ring.
This first call. The phone got to be dead or something. call fail.
He might be trying to call you back.
Oh, yeah, he did. There you go.
Here we go.
Yo, Jason. Yo, bro, I'm on this podcast right now. There was like, if anybody in your phone or anybody on the team I call who answered the phone, I said you, I called you, and you ain't answered, but you called back like that, so it's good, bro. That's it. Yep.
New Jersey's finest.
New Jersey's finest.
Why is it? What makes you two jive?
Man, like, just being in Stokely. He was supposed to be my roommate, so when I was getting recruited, Coach Egg had put me, him, Makai, and James. Makai transferred out of here, but he put us in group chat, and like me, him, and Makai, like James too. James, like, just me, him, and Makai, just like we clicked like very well. But like for sure that like then. So before everybody who was my dog transferred, like, we had Mo Clipper, he transferred, Elijah Heron, he transferred. But it was like me, Mo, Jason, Makai. Like, I'm seeing them, like, every day outside the facility. We hanging out, we playing the game, we chilling, we talking, we getting food. It's just stuff like, that just made us click. So, like, yeah.
To dive back into what we were talking about earlier about the grass isn't always greener.
The grass isn't always greener.
So what, when you've had a chance to talk to these players, what's been that conversation like? I mean, I think everybody, like, okay, should I go to the portal? Should I not go to the portal? Like, and I think everybody's the knee jerk, right? And then you just have to kind of calm down and go, is that really the best move? And then you're able to use some of those guys as resources because they're no longer here.
Yeah, definitely when you got somebody that's been in and out of a portal, like, in your life, it's cool. Like, you can call on them and you can rely on them about before, like, if you're a recruit, before you even jump in the portal. Like, that, I get, like, that's cool. But it's like they – the main thing, like, they really tell me is just, like, the conditioning is different. Like, running stadiums, they do gassers, 100 field sprints and 100 yard sprints, and like, we don't do that because most football plays are like in between or like less than 4 seconds, and it's like on to the next play. Yeah. So when we condition, we're definitely working like a good length of conditioning and like yards, but it's not like we're kind of working it in intervals. Like, we're working it to – I really don't know the science behind it. You'll have to talk to Kurt Schmidt about that. But I know it's like we're working kind of like not pacing, but just it helps. I know the conditioning we do helps. I can say that.
What are some of your goals? What do you want to accomplish individually? I know team-wise you want to win a championship. That's common sense to me. Yeah. But like from an individual standpoint, what does – Josh Josephs have to do to help the team through his individual play?
Like my on-field goals. Dang.
You write those down?
I don't want to say them.
You don't? Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
But you do have them.
Yeah, I do have them. I do. Yeah.
Just thinking 10-plus sacks.
More than that.
More than that, huh?
It's more than that.
When you're playing a team like Chattanooga and they're intentionally trying to get the ball out, how much do you all hate that as a group? Like you, James, Caleb? I mean, like.
We all hate it. The whole D-line hates it, man. All they do is cut block and get out in less than 2 seconds. It's crazy. But it's like, it kind of challenges you. It's like, if you want that sack, you better get back there and less than a half, in like 1.5 seconds, you better get back there. So it's kind of good. It brings out a challenge in you. It brings out that dog in you because it's like, yeah, we playing chat. But yeah. I'm not going to say like it's like a pat stat, but it's like everybody know like this, whatever we do this game, it still counts. Everything we do in this game counts.
Counts, yeah.
It counts. So it's like Everybody's trying to make plays. Everybody's trying to go out there, and it's our first game, so everybody trying to make plays, go out there, show they who they are.
Do you like coming from the front or the back? Do you like the blindside hit, or do you like to see the guy, let him see you coming and go, there's nothing you can do?
On a quarterback?
Yes.
I'd probably say blindside, just because blindside, you could get the ball out easier. And front side is cool because, like, front side, you can see in their faces, they're like they looking downfield, and then they catch eyes with you, and it's like they're like, and then they get scared, so it's cool. I have to give it to the blind side, though. Blind side, just a bigger hit, less work, because most times, like, quarterback see you from the front, they definitely going to try and hit you with something. Yeah.
What's something most people don't know about Josh Josephs? I think we learned a little bit about the cooking, but besides that.
I'm Jamaican. Most of my family was born in Jamaica. It's just me and, like, two of my brothers that was born in the States. So I'm Jamaican.
Did you ever watch the movie Cool Runnings?
Cool Runnings, yeah. That used to be one of my favorite movies when it first I don't know.
It came out well before you were born.
Yeah, I was about to say, not when it first came out.
But when you were a kid, yes.
Yeah, definitely. Because it came on Disney one time, and I remember watching it. I was like, yo. And then I, like, kind of watched it almost every year up until a certain point, of course. So,
what was your favorite show as a kid?
Favorite show? Probably. If it wasn't Avatar, The Last Airbender, probably
Phineas and Ferb.
Phineas and Ferb or Adventure Time. Nah, I'd have to probably give it to Phineas and Ferb or Adventure Time or regular show or Avatar, The Last Airbender.
So you're a big Avatar guy?
Yeah, I'm a big Avatar guy. Yeah.
Have you done Avatar at Animal Kingdom at Disney?
Nah.
No?
I think the only time I've been to Disney was like, I was like 8. One of my sisters took me. Yeah.
How much did you get done at Universal last year when y'all were there?
When I went there, I rode the Superman, I think. Was it Superman's there, right? Superman twice. I rode there twice. That was like my favorite ride. I didn't get much, honestly. I think I rode like 5 or 4 roller coasters out of the whole amusement park, but I feel like I could have gotten more. But, hey.
I am interested in you want to sit outside in the cold.
Yeah.
I mean, do you have blankets? Is this just you sitting out there in 35 degrees?
It's like you in sweats in a hoodie. It's just, you're definitely comfortable, but it's just like, I like being outside, but it's like being outside in the cold while you're comfortable. It's just like a different feeling. It's like just.
So do you like when you get to November and the weather cools down? No, I'm talking about the play. You like to play football in cold?
Not practice. Yeah, not practice, but the game's cool. Like, I can wear long sleeves and actually not. I'm sweating, but not sweat as much as I would in the beginning of the season. So,
your black jersey guy?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely cool. Or when we wear white and we got, I don't know if we did black cleats and black gloves. Have we done that? Do you know?
Jerseys with the Stormtroopers?
Stormtroopers with like black gloves and black cleats.
I don't know about black gloves. I think you did black cleats though.
Well, if we did that, the black gloves and the black cleats. That's my favorite uniform combo right there. The Stormtrooper, black gloves, black cleats. That's my favorite combo.
Do you want them to bring back out the orange helmets this year?
Yeah, somebody said they were cursed. I don't know how I feel about that. We definitely going to bring them out. They're not cursed. But, yeah, we're definitely going to bring them out. They're my favorite. Not my favorite. I have to give it the smoky grays. Then the black.
So you like what orange. You started the season with.
Yeah, but I really wish we used them for a different team. But, it's life.
It is life.
It is life.
And we appreciate you letting us look into your life a little bit tonight.
Of course, man.
We'll have you cook us a meal next time.
Man, just let me know what y'all want, man. Anything Jamaican-wise, I call up my sister. She give me the tips on it.
Seasoning's key.
Seasoning is key. Seasoning, time, patience, all that key. I got you.
Patience. Bro. I agree with that. Time. When you think it's almost done, it's done. He's Joshua Josephs. I'm Austin Price. We'll see you next week right here on Ball Club Confidential.
Appreciate you coming in. Be careful, all right?